Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Silvera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Hazel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Shandy Anst moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shandy Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a line drive into right field. Morin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morin. Covington moves to third. Hazel moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Silvera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shane D'Anst hits a line drive into right field. Morin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morin. Shane D'Anst moves to second. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Shane D'Anst moves to third. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hazel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Hazel reaches second base with a double. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hazel scores. Mantilla moves to second. It's 4-0, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bolger throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Crandall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mantilla scores. It's 5-0, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst misplays the ball. That's an error on Shane D'Anst. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torre moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Braves. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 0 for 1 in the game. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Covington takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hazel hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mathews strikes out. 1 out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Covington hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Bob Hazel. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Braves. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko now playing right field. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive towards third. Mathews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 0 for 2 in the game. Silvera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Littrell pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell takes first base on ball 4. Silvera moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst fields it and throws to second for the out. Silvera moves to third. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sparn bunts in front of the plate. Silvera fields it and throws to first for the out. Crandall moves to second. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Braves. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.